So I request all of you to capture the image of Krishna in your mind's eye. Sit erect with a broad base, with your shoulders back, with your spine and neck in a straight line. Capture that image of Krishna in your mind's eye so that that image is burnt within your mind, within your heart, within your soul. Close your eyelids. If you lose that image, open your eyelids and capture that image again. Take a deep breath through your nostrils. And leave it through your nostrils in a relaxed manner. Now let your natural abdominal breathing take over and let your chest movements be still. Feel the cool, dry air entering your nostrils and feel the warm, moist air coming out onto your upper lip. Let your mantra ride your breath so that with each incoming breath and each outgoing breath, the sound of Krishna's name echoes loudly and yet silently within your mind. Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda, Hey Murari, Hey Nath Narayana, Hey Vasudeva. O Bhagwan, O Krishna, O Paramatma seated within my heart. Inspire me, enlighten me, guide me from within, so that I may become free from anger, so that I may become free from lust, so that I may become free from greed, and I may become free from attachment. Let me understand when I am inclined to perform acts of violence, physically, emotionally, including invalidating the emotions of people around me, attacking the intellectual ideas or pretensions of people around me, attacking the ego of other people and trying to make them feel small, and let me also never attack the beliefs of anybody or the faith that someone has. And most of all, let me keep aside and allow people to do their duty and their work, because it is through that duty, through that work, when performed as sacrifice, that one attains peace, perfection and the supreme destination. Please slowly take a deep breath and gradually open your mind to see Krishna.